Iowa natives Benson Ramsey and David Huckfeldt formed the band The Pines after a chance meeting in Arizona. The pair quickly relocated to Minneapolis, where the band is based today. Ramsey says that he and Huckfeldt were first drawn together by a love of regional music and the blues.
My bell tower's ringing, it isn't you singing.
We were obsessed with blues music and folk music. And then when we came to up north, Minneapolis, and got exposed to more folk music, like Spider John Kerner was a huge influence, and just his interpretations of the folk songs, and then it started to congeal from there. That was sort of one of the early like inspirations for The Pines, is just having that sense of place and listening like close to the ground of people that wasn't mainstream, the music that comes out of the place where you live.
The band's third album, Dark So Gold, was released in early 2012. Ramsey recalls that one song, Cry Cry Crow, which opens the album, was inspired by a stint he spent living in Chicago and finding himself a rural native in an urban scene.
In the morning, I buckle my shoes like a pilgrim and make my way to the highway. In the silhouette of silence, cry, cry, crow.
But he adds, it's difficult to pinpoint the exact origins of the song, as it came to him during a meditation session. But not fully understanding the music, he says, is just part of its charm.
They're hard to explain, and I think those are the ones that we like to record and perform, are the ones that there's sort of a mystery about them. But that was one that just happened very quickly. It was one of the first ones for the record.
Crack, crack, cold.
His thoughts on overpopulation, light pollution, and other facts of urban life led to the writing of another tune, Dead Feathers.
Dead feathers tied to a dream catcher that hangs down from a Midwest moon as smoke rolls out of the window.
And he says he sees a time when he might fully return to the rural setting.
I think it's really important to get out of the city, to just see the day sometimes. Maybe a lot of people do, or I mean, I definitely do. I mean, like, you struggle with that. You just want to get away. Like, I would, you know, move into a shack and never see anything again. But it's also, it's a big world that's happening, and being a part of it is equally important.
I love you more than you'll ever know, dear. Before I was born, I could hear you.
The Pines perform at John Barleycorn's this Sunday evening. For KMUW, I'm Jed Bodwin.